Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Wait a second. I've got to scratch my stubble here. All right. Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it would be better if this was part of a contest, but it's just laziness.
laziness or indolence. That's my case. I just go a month without shaving.
No doubt. Put some holes in that black t-shirt and somebody's going to eat your face.
That's a good preview for later.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers. Featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 76 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
We're here to entertain your asses.
Who are you?
So hold on tight. Who are you? Oh, what?
Who are you?
Me? My name is Cole Ross. I'm the younger brother.
I am Chris Ross. I am the elder,
and
I'm Chris the Elder from Brunswick. Not New Brunswick.
Not Pliny the Elder. Not the chronicler. Not the chronicler of Roman hierarchy, as it were.
Yes,
no, you are
down
Chris.
Just down the river from Load on the Thames.
You're Chris the Elder, the chronicler of people eating each other's faces.
Yes, and the laminator of comic books.
Some people just wrap them in an acid-free plastic bag with a cardboard backing. No. You laminate every single page. That way you can jerk off to Jean Grey and whatnot.
Would you like to see this in glossy? So would I laminate it.
I'm more a fan of matte.
Who knows?
Yeah,
no. It can be read in any light.
You could make that a gay joke if you wanted to.
you like it better in Matt?
I'm a fan of Matt. A fan of Matt, Chris. Don't give me glossy shit.
Big fan of Matt.
Boy, Matt, he does it for me. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
Yeah, I suppose.
You sound so discouraged.
Because I don't know what I want to start with. I mean, not that there's anything that great.
No. My pre-pro was relatively fruitless. But
all right, let's just start out with China. All right.
Wow. Let's start out with China and our ongoing series of yellow fever, yellow scare. Let's xenophobia. There we are.
All What's that land, and you choose to live in the same place.
what's happening in Shana?
Can we get some plumbing in that? I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. But we have listeners in China. I'm so sorry to say.
Sorry about that. Hopefully you're there visiting.
They live in Kong. They live in Hong Kong. They're not really like China. It's like basically England, but.
True. Chinese police have arrested a young couple who buried an old woman alive in the mistaken belief that she was dead after their car hit her.
Okay.
The couple, who had been in an all-night karaoke session, hit the woman while driving. A witness said he heard someone crying and saw an elderly woman lying on the ground near the car. They said a man and woman got out and put the elderly woman in the car, saying that they would send her to the hospital, but worried about being arrested for drunk driving and causing the accident and believing that she was no longer alive, they buried her near the side of the road.
Don't stop believing that woman is dead. Bury her. No,
they found like dust in the lady's lungs when they unearthed her.
Dust in the wind?
Dust in the lungs.
Okay.
Which, if you watch Bones, you would know that she was alive. And actually died not from the impact of the car, but from asphyxia.
Okay, so wait a minute. This doesn't have a happy ending. It's not like she clawed herself up from the moist earth from which she...
A bloodied old Chinese woman didn't unearth herself.
Didn't unearth herself. I mean, I imagine, how shallow can that grave be? How deep can it be?
Just a little, you know? A little Chinese woman.
I would prefer that my grave be shallow, because that way, if I'm buried alive, I can, you know, dig my way out of there.
I think it would be ironic because I live with such depth.
You are a deep, deep man. You're a troubled soul, Chris. You're a troubled soul. You go to karaoke and you sing very troubling songs.
Very true. And part of this article is China's economic boom and the growing disparity between the rich and the poor have made changing social values a contentious topic. With some lamenting that what they see as materialism and a get-rich-quick attitude replacing public morals.
What does that have to do with late-night karaoke murder?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm going to go out there and sing the latest Foo Fighters jam, and then I'm just going to hit an old lady and bury her, you know?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. Why? And that just proves it's not just here that we make things political. Because think about that. These people going out jamming to some, you know, some Strokes via karaoke. They hit somebody coming home and they're drunk, and then they bury them alive, and then somehow that has to do with gender inequality, but
class inequality. Yeah. Just,
you know, income inequality.
Yeah, no, it's status. It's status. It's somebody who can't afford to go and sing Kesha ironically in Japanese, I assume. You know, can't sing Major Tom and Tai. Okay.
Chinese. But if a Chinese dude singing Kesha in Japanese, I think I'd pay to see that.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a hologram.
A Japanese-Chinese Kesha hologram? Holy shit, at a karaoke bar making a special appearance?
Absolutely.
No, I'd do it. You know what? I would pay a lot of money to do that, which is what that poor old woman couldn't do. Which, if you watch Bones... Wait, so are you watching Bones on Netflix? Are you hitting that up?
Oh, I've watched them all, every one of them.
Every single one? Okay,
every
no.
Every Bones.
Every yep. single bone. You've taken every single bone inside your body.
Yeah, I just take a little bump to the face every time they say bone.
Yep. Is Bones one of the ladies? Like the lead lady? Is that her last name?
It's actually Zooey Deschanel's older sister.
Really?
Yes.
I have a conflicted relationship. Should I find Zooey Deschanel attractive?
No.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know. Sure, you can find anybody you want attractive. You love
I know.
That.
Well, like I know I that, but there are certain.
I don't see you applying one rule because there one's a man and one's a woman.
Wait, Bones is a dude.
Bones is a girl.
Bones.
I'm talking
okay.
about Matt and Zooey.
Who's Matt?
Or Zooey? Two O's, right?
Maybe Zooey.
Zooey, probably Zooey. She looks exotic.
Yeah. she's been around a giraffe once or twice.
Yeah, no. You know.
That makes no sense at all. But
which part? Zooey, she looks exotic?
No, the giraffe part.
You think I'm drunk driving with a zebra and a macaw?
That macaw knows how to talk. It can tell you. You know. Yeah.
Dave's hammered. Go to jail.
But no, there's certain women who are marketed to me as like you should find this person attractive, but I'm not certain. I mean, everybody who's on television is attractive to a certain extent unless they're part of American Stuffers. But you know, have you seen American Stuffers?
I don't think that's the show you think it is.
Have you seen American Stuffers?
I've seen American Pickers.
Okay, American Pickers is one thing. That's where they go around trying to steal valuables from people in front of their yards. No, American Stuffers, it's an incompetent taxidermist who people hire to preserve their pets. This is a real thing on Animal Planet. I found this out. Our grandparents were down here at my house this weekend, and we were watching television, and there was a marathon of American Stuffers on, and it was just this dude constantly fucking up preserving people's pets. My little baby, my little diabetic Pomeranian, who's blind and deaf. And when you preserve him, let's not keep the cataracts. I don't want my baby to have milky eyes in the afterlife.
You'd have never died if you wouldn't have boarded him. You can't board that a dog like that.
Board him like put him into a house, a home.
Yeah, it's got feelings. It's a show dog.
It's got papers, man. Fucking Pomeranian. I'm not renting him shoes. He's not taking your turn.
You can't board a dog like this. That's how the line goes. I had to walk you to it again. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ on a bike. That's two episodes in a row?
True story.
Something like that. I don't know. Speaking of stories, can I tell you a story?
Yeah, I thought you did.
Sorry, no. That was an aside.
That was a life story. That was a life story.
So something I wish that we would bring more life stories to the show, because I feel like we talk about strange news all the time. And I think that there are little morsels of our days today that we can bring to the audience. Because you can hear about weird news anywhere. There are plenty of podcasts that do that, but we've got to bring some flavor to it. So that was my flavor. American Stuffers on Animal Planet. Check it out. But here's a story that was brought to us on our Facebook page by Sasha. And this is something we alluded to in the intro to the show, because it is the most grisly and macabre story I think I've ever read. Okay. Miami police were called to and responded to an unusual violent incident on the highway where two naked men were fighting and one of them was attempting to devour the face of the other, including his eyes and his nose. This was described as one of the most gruesome things the responding officers had ever witnessed, and perfectly in line with LSD or cocaine psychosis. These cases involve people taking their clothes off because their body temperature rises so high, exhibiting violent behavior with seemingly superhuman strength, and using their jaws as weapons. It turns out that it actually was LSD in this case. By the time police were responded, they were forced to shoot the attacker, who had devoured most of the victim's face from the forehead to the chin, including his eyes and his nose. He had to be shot 4 to 5 times before he went down during his grisly feast. Mmm, that face looks so good I could eat it, honey.
So you're telling me that this guy's all whacked out on drugs and he ate someone else's face?
He just mowed down on somebody's face.
A lot of people eating people in the past few weeks.
Like a bunch of stories, like most of them from the South.
And people throwing the dirty South.
the dirty South. The dirty South, Chris.
The dirty South.
South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, I mean, this has been all over the news everywhere.
Has it?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I haven't heard anything
every
about
main,
it.
Every main page, front page, there's actually pictures of what the dude whose face got eaten off looked like when he was in the hospital.
Well, the last...
And, like, literally, from hairline to mouth and ear to ear, his face is just...
Gone.
Just insides. That's all.
Well, I mean, you can't replace...
He ate his eye, too. One of his eyes. He gouged out Nate.
Wait a minute. So it was one of his eyes, not both of his eyes.
No, just one.
Okay.
Well, yeah, just one, because I saw the other one in the pictures.
Yeah? I would imagine it's non-functional. I don't know.
Well, yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Like would biting down on a... Like, would that be like biting down on a gusher? Biting down somebody's eye full of the vitreous fluid and whatnot?
Yeah, it would be. But the eye has like some sort of acid that makes humans sick.
Really?
Yeah, actually, because of all these people eating people, there have been like several articles about if you do have to eat a person, what parts you should eat and what ones you shouldn't.
Well,
and the eye has an acid in it that like is not going to do you good. You're going to be vomiting from that.
And you're not supposed to eat somebody's brain, because that's how you get like fucking weird prions that turn
you. Yeah, the prions are there. However, it is high in fat, and it would be very... let's just say there's a lot of energy there.
Well, it's like for the prion risk. Like super high cholesterol too.
Yeah, so, you're gonna want to stay away from the kidneys and liver just because they're filtering like toxin junk. You know, it's just not gonna be good for you.
No, it's like eating shellfish.
The back strap. You know, pretty much any muscle.
Like human bacon.
They've actually gone back because of this and talked to many people who have eaten people.
Really? Like not just
it's not chicken, it's pork.
Not just hufu. Like humans taste like pigs, right?
Yeah, I think that what human is called in like places where this is common is tall pig. And I'm serious. I read this, and it's funny, but it's true. I believe that they call it tall pig.
Tall pig. like people who euphemistically, people who linguistically can't say like, "Hey, I ate Steve. Like Steve was delicious." Like I had the most delicious tall pig ribs the other day.
There were these a team of serial killers, and I can't remember where this was. I wish I did, but they were disposing of the bodies because they did own pig farms, and they were sending the pig in, and they would refer to it as tall pig.
They were sending the pig in.
They were selling people as pig.
Oh no!
Yeah, tall pig.
That's what they called it.
Yeah, they called it tall pig. What else would you call it?
What is it?
You thought of something else. You know, you'd forget it, and then you'd be like, "Hey, did you send that person in?" just keep it simple, stupid.
I'll take 4 pounds of Dave.
Yeah, another tall pig. They all have different names.
Yeah. No. What's that? It's the Sopranos.
Turns out that in death, while being eaten, we are all tall pig.
Face of tall pig, man. Like oh man, just and like the face must be like really really delicious because like over the lifetime of sorrow that a person must experience in this modern world, it must be salted with the tears of just every single tragedy that person has ever had to suffer, right? And
this story has been in the news so much that the background of the guy has been found out.
Really?
Yeah, he went to some like prestigious, I don't know whether it was a prep school or he started college in New York City. It was like a really good school, and then he fell into whatever drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he ended up on the streets, and his family actually, including he has like a long lost family and daughter and stuff, they thought he committed suicide many, many years ago.
So he was like completely off the radar.
Yeah, he was off the grid.
Huh. Yep. See, I don't know. Like so, like every time one of these stories comes out, they try and blame it on like a new strain of drugs, right?
That's bath salts.
They're saying this is this wasn't bath salts. They were blaming this on LSD, right?
Oh, man, I don't think so.
I don't know the story that I read.
No,
the
I'm
story
not saying
that was
that they weren't. I'm just saying I don't think that LSD is responsible for
this. Yeah, no, I mean just yeah, no. So it's God damn. So he was like pretty prestigious. He's like Ted Kaczynski, right?
He kind of looked like him too.
Man, I wouldn't want to eat somebody with a beard. Yeah. Like if I was forced to eat somebody with a face, I'm glad that I have a beard, so I'm like less appetizing.
But it depends because if this was a survival situation,
yeah,
I think I would eat your face first. That way, I wouldn't have to because you and I'd need to live off you for a long time, and I don't think I'd want you eyeballing me, you know.
But my eyeballs have acids that will make you sick.
No, that's why I'm just saying I wouldn't want to be looking at your
fucking mug
while I do the rest, you know.
Yeah, so that was a story I guess that was more popular or more well known than I had known.
It's fine. We had some good stuff and it's going to lead into a monster segue.
Oh, do it.
Motorists have reported a sharp dressed pig running loose on the highway.
Cause every girl crazy about a sharp breast pit.
Yes. On the highway just outside of Pittsburgh, state troopers have spotted the animal, but failed to catch it before it is scurried off into the woods. The pig is wearing a scarf. Sightings have been reported mostly in the morning, just off of the Interstate 376, known locally as Parkway West.
Okay.
Yeah. It appears to be a baby pig, and they've confirmed that it is wearing a scarf. Please do not know whose animal it is or why it's wearing a scarf.
Pig is wearing a scarf. We repeat, pig is wearing a scarf. It's on I-75 southbound around exit 429. Pig is wearing a scarf. Approximately a foot high. Steve is chasing him around. Not a tall pig. It is actually a pig, not a human being.
Oh, my God. It's a snazzy pig.
That's all, boys.
That's all, boys.
It is a snazzy pig. Snazzy pants, Chris? No, snazzy slacks? Snazzy pig.
Snazzy piggies.
Oh, boy. So
I don't know. I just figured you would appreciate that. How they, it's just a sharp dressed pig. You know.
Did you know that I would sing ZZ Top?
No, I just thought you would like that. As opposed to like a, you know, a slob.
No, it's a, I like a pig that, you know, cares about his appearance.
Very true.
Oh boy, that is good. I like that. But I like how it's being treated as a public hazard, though.
People are concerned about it.
We can't have this piglet
people
running.
People are feeling bad about themselves because that pig looks just so snazzy.
Just so cute. Just he's running around. You could have any.
Husbands and wives are driving, you know, down the road, and the wife looks at the husband and says, "Why don't you ever dress up anymore?"
And the husband's looking at the pig like, "Don't you dare fuck my wife,
son of a bitch!
You son of a bitch! You're gonna take my wife from me.
You're gonna make me punch her. You're gonna make me punch that fat whore right in her fucking mouth."
What state was this?
What?
What state was this?
I don't know. I got lost. I was in my violent mode. This is Pennsylvania.
So, okay, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Vicksburg and the Pittsburgh.
Vicksburg?
I don't know. Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Expert.
Oh man, hey Chris, can I tell you about a policeman who rode a Ferris wheel for 25 hours for Down syndrome?
Yeah, good.
That's pretty much the story. He was a guy. He broke the Guinness World Record for riding a Ferris wheel for the longest amount of time. He rode it for 25 hours. This is in Los Angeles, and he did it to raise funds for the Special Olympics of Southern California.
I just think it's funny that we do things for things that don't help things.
I know, right? Like, I'm gonna walk for cerebral palsy. Okay.
I'm gonna jump
just like
rope
to rub it in. I'm gonna jump rope for what?
I'm gonna jump rope for heart.
Yeah,
I'm gonna trampoline for leprosy.
No, I'm gonna count each of my fingers for leprosy.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that's what he did. I'm just gonna ride on this Ferris wheel going round and round, you know. Like, I'm not going to be so callous as to say that, like, money shouldn't be raised for Down syndrome because, you know, they need all the help they can get. You know, they're brave, you know, individuals, whatever. Other non-controversial statement.
They raised $17,000. They paid $20,000 in Ferris wheel rental.
And that $3,000 loss. So that way they were not able to purchase all of the medications that they needed.
Sorry, Tim, you're still going to be Downs, but you were going to be Downs anyway.
Nothing we can do about that.
Nothing we're going to do about that.
No.
But I sure do love some Ferris wheel.
You know what? Like, I've been around people with Down syndrome, and I've looked at them. I'm kind of like jealous of the amount of happiness that they feel.
Yeah.
Generally,
come here, I'll hit you in the head.
What's that?
Come here, I'll hit you in the head.
No, I'm not trying to be like crass.
I mean, if you want diminished capacity, you've been drinking since 2. You like how you feel now?
I wish I could feel like this all the time.
Yeah. Can you imagine the hangover like a 30-year-old Downs kid has when he wakes up the next day and he's like, fuck.
and he
this
says,
is life? Beating his head against a garage door. Send me back.
No. You make it sound like somebody quantum leaped into him and just like send me back.
Oh, that's what it would be like if you,
I don't
know.
You know,
if you just if all of a sudden he took a pill one night
and it made
and
me
woke up the next day and he wasn't Downs anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, so if he Algernoned it,
I guess.
If he went all Charlie on that piece and he was solving equations and then he wasn't solving equations anymore.
I don't know. My point is that, you know.
Yeah. No, I guess
that'd be weird.
I guess what I'm saying is, as a man of strange cares, as a man of unprompted anxiety, it must be okay to think that, you know, somebody riding in a Ferris wheel for me will help, you know? I don't know. Ferris wheels, Chris. Ferris wheels. That must have been like amazing in like 1930, but now that's just a place for teenagers to make out. So
I don't think they're doing that anymore either.
kids aren't making out anymore? Is it straight?
I don't think that they do it on Ferris wheels.
They just go straight to anal? Are kids doing
it? They do it in their parents' cars.
Kids are doing anal on Ferris wheels in their parents' cars. They just drive up, it hooks in, and then it takes them around in a circle while they do anal. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, because that was you. I thought I did that. Never mind. Yeah. Okay. Hey, a toxicology report has surfaced that says two dolphins who died last year after a zoo rave in Switzerland says that heroin was found in the mammal's urine. And the story, as the story goes, about a year ago, dolphins Shadow and Chalmers died agonizing deaths in Koniland, Switzerland, after the zoo allowed a rave attended by thousands to be held near their training pool. For animals with sonar hearing, a possibly dubstep heavy event was already considered a strain. Now the toxicology report has emerged that shows a heroin substitute was found in the animal's urine. This would seem to confirm initial suspicions that whacked out ravers fed the dolphins drugs while possibly on some kind of weird acid trip. Dutch marine biologist and dolphin expert Cornelius van Elk said, "Opiates are extremely dangerous for underwater mammals and would never be used in any legitimate treatment."
We would never have given heroin to our dolphins.
Let me make this clear. We would never have given heroin to our own dolphins.
to competing zoos dolphins. Yes, we may have done that.
Another point, maybe it wasn't the ravers. Maybe it was competing zoo.
Competing zoo ravers. The competing zoo denied the ravers and said, "Hey, you can't come around these parts no more."
Hey, like in Dragnet, when Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks got to go to that one pagan festival where he jumped in the pit with a woman with the snake and everything. You got to watch that movie.
I remember watching Dragnet on Nick at Night when I was very young.
Yeah, this is the movie remake with obviously Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, no, that's
not Jack Webb and the other guy.
Exactly. No.
And the guy from MASH.
Alan Alda?
No, different one. The Hawkeye. No, not Hawkeye.
No, yeah, that was Alan Alda.
No, the second one.
The second one. Major. BJ. Yeah.
Who?
Hey, can you hear me, Major Tom?
I knew you would do that.
God damn it.
Marker.
We're going to eventually have to start paying licenses. Do you just seed those prompts in for me to see if I bite?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Okay. No, I gotcha. No, so they're going out there feeding these dolphins fentanyl, and they're just kind of like lazing around near the bottom, not realizing, like, hey, I'm a mammal. I have to surface for air eventually. And then they're dead. They're straight up dead.
They dive deep to avoid the dubstep.
They hear that drop. They hear the drop, and he goes... And then they go down, 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 and they don't hear it anymore. You know, when the beat picks back up, and then they don't know to come back up, and then they're down.
They're down.
Is dubstep music? Is that what I'm led to believe?
I don't know.
Is that Skrillex? Is Skrillex dubstep?
I don't know what dubstep is. I think it's like techno, only different.
You have no idea. You have literally no idea.
It's a type of music. That's all I know.
It is. Okay.
Apparently it's a raver thing. It's like techno, like I said.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, ravers will dance to anything. They've got enough ecstasy in them. Now imagine if they dropped ecstasy in that water. If they just put a couple of pills of X in those blowholes, right? Those are some cuddly ass dolphins.
Already loving mammals.
Oh, just like, you know, just exponentially more loving. Man.
You try to feed it a fish and it just like flops it up and starts licking it.
Oh gosh. I spent so much time trying to taste the insides than I ever tasted the outsides.
Do you like it when I lick the fish like this?
Do dolphins have tongues?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Faster than light.
How do you think they talk?
From playing Echo the Dolphin, they talk through sonar.
Oh, my bad.
Sega Genesis.
Strap on.
That's the rabbit. So anyway, Let's take a look here. So do you know what old person stink is?
What? I thought the Skype cut out. I thought you said, do you know what old stinky dick is?
What did you say? Do you know what old person stink is?
Yeah, I guess I was kind of right. yeah, I think I know.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's just you go into an older person's house and you can just tell that like an old person lives there, right?
No, absolutely.
You know, and it's not just the votives that they light or the thousands of newspapers that they've hoarded over the years. It's just an old person stink. People's body odors, they change over time. Now, researchers at the Monal Chemical Senses Center at Sweden's Karolinska Institute have determined by research that old person stench is a thing. Like, that's actually a thing, but it's not as strong as young people stink, and it's actually more pleasant. So that's why we can, like, sense it. Like, you smell young person stink, and you see, you know, your mind thinks, oh, gosh, you know, that's like a sexual competitor. But you smell old people stink, and like, oh, that's notable. Because, like, you know, it's, you know, not somebody you're competing with genetically. Right? So they had like a bunch of people from a bunch of different age ranges. They just wore a special t-shirt that had pads in the armpits. They put those in a jar and they're like, hey, you know, let's put these in a jar. Have people sniff it. And then body odor. Seeing what's happening. Am I putting you to sleep? I'm sorry.
No. No, not at all.
Okay.
I yawned, I burped, I sneezed at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, no. You should be dead.
I like to do them all at once. That way I don't do them separately.
Yeah, no, it makes it easier for me to edit.
See?
Yeah.
No. That's about the only thing you could say on that one. I like to do it all at once. That way I don't do them individually.
Exactly. Oh, man. Relevant Simpsons quote. Never, Marge. Never. I can't live like the button-down lifestyle like you. I want it all. The terrifying lows, the dizzying highs, the creamy middles. Sure, I might offend the few of the blue noses with my cocky stride and my musky odors. Oh, I'll never be the darling of the so-called city fathers who cluck their tongues and stroke their beards and talk about what's to do with this Homer Simpson. Our body smells matter. Our body smells matter. Can I tell you a secret?
Maybe we need to get some researchers on why you know all those lines.
Exactly.
I think you might identify with a little bit.
Identify with what?
Comer's lines.
Do I smell?
No, it's just the creamy middles.
The creamy middles. The terrifying lows, the dizzying highs, the creamy middles.
And the creamy middles. There you go.
Hey, Chris, do you have a story? Old person stink.
No, I don't have an old... Well, yeah, I kind of do. I think this guy is probably pretty old, although I don't know how old he is. He's a motorcycle-riding California man, and he has filed suit against BMW, claiming that the ridge-like seat on his bike left him with a long-lasting erection, and he was unable to have sex. Henry Wolf is this guy's name, and he has alleged that a four-hour ride on his BMW motorcycle in 2010 left him with priapism. Priapism?
Priapism. Priapism.
I think it is. Yeah. And he was unable to engage in sexual activity. It is this priapism, or priapism, whatever you want to say, is a medical condition in which the erect penis is not returned to its flaccid state within several hours. He says that this condition was caused by the ridge-like seat on the motorcycle, as I had said, which was negligently designed, manufactured, and installed by the defendants, in this case, or BMW. He's suing for damages in the form of lost wages, personal injury, medical expenses, product liability, and infliction of emotional distress.
Hey, Farfrit Nugan. Yeah, over here. Sex bike. What up? Didn't know I was buying a sex bike. Why'd you sell me a sex bike?
Is there a reason why this is a sex bike and not a go-go bike?
A go-go bike?
Yeah.
You mean like for like riding around in a steel cage?
No. Like bike go-go.
Like a nitro-burning funny car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could see him suing if they didn't tell him that the bike talked to you.
Oh, like a kid?
Personality and a conscience.
Oh, like the Knight Rider spinoff?
Sort of, yeah. And he was just cruising along, and then he wrecked because the bike was like, ow. when they went over a bump or something, you know?
Exactly. If the bike was all like, you know, excuse me, Dave, but you have an erection and you're pushing into my seat a little bit too much.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to bring you to the edge and then I'm going to back off.
this fucking BMW is a cock tease. Oh, yeah. What are you buying? Oh, yeah. It's a, what are you riding? That's a 5-cycle cock tease right over there. Yep. No problem. You got to wipe it off the leather, or else it streaks.
Like, it does.
Like ASAP, like right away.
Better wax that shit.
Sex bike. Oh, man. No, that's like a dangerous, that's bad news. Because like if, you know, if you have an erection for like too long of a time, that blood sits there. It's not like circulating. It's the same blood, you know, like once it fills up that chamber, it's in there for the duration. So, you know, if that doesn't go away for a while, you know, you don't have any more oxygen in that area. Your dick will straight turn black and fall off. Like it'll get gangrenous. It'll smell like almonds.
Like a rotten mushroom.
Yeah, it'll just be like this useless.
Literally.
It'll just be this useless flesh appendage, you know, this you know, former sex sponge that used to be in the prime of its life but is now just kind of like dangling from you in tattered strips.
Fuck it, I wasn't using it anyway. Anyway, one note tab motor boner.
Well, Chris, speaking of phallic objects, can I tell you about a snake handler?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Why not?
God damn it.
What, did I take a story?
Yeah, but I thought that you might because the dialogue in it is just great.
Okay, so the ethics of snake handling, it is something that evangelical Christians do when they're up there doing their stage revivals and whatnot. It's
being Christian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It stems from the verses of Mark 16, 17 to 18, okay? And it reads
It stems from seven lines mentioned once.
Seven lines mentioned once.
Not really that popular.
No. Mark's not that popular. Most people go for Luke. I'm more of a Daniel man myself, but okay, you know, whatever.
I like Matthew.
And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and they will drink anything deadly. It will by no means hurt them, and they will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So essentially,
upon wetting the virgin's lips, his message did penetrate.
Jesus Christ. So like there's a bunch of snake handlers in Appalachia, especially West Virginia, because
Virginia.
West by God, Virginia, mountain home, dusty roads, right?
Take me home to the place.
Exactly. Because snake handling is legal there. You can, you know, it's not illegal to own a poisonous snake and hold it in a public display. Okay. So this
I thought they made it illegal to write laws.
Eventually, Chris, that's going to work its way over from Kentucky.
Person that had the ability to comprehend it, his brain exploded. So that's just the way that it's been.
Exactly. So a preacher named Mark Randall Wolford, his nickname was Mac. He's a snake handler and he died after a rattlesnake bit him. Much to the surprise of absolutely no one. This has happened to him several times before, and he just gets rushed to the hospital and treated, but this time he was not able to come back. Do you have any more details on this? Because that's really
absolutely
all that I got.
The reason that I thought you would pick this story, you left out totally. It says he was bitten during an outdoor service at a state park where he hoped that there would be a, quote, homecoming like the old days. Filled with people speaking in tongues, handling snakes, and having a great time. On his Facebook page, he posted that along with, "Praise the Lord and pass the rattlesnakes, brother."
Oh, fuck. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah. Hey, praise the Lord, pass the rattlesnakes, brother.
Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the
Tylenol?
Hey,
how's that venom, brother? Feeling Jesus? Seen him lately? Better get ready.
And yea, the Lord said unto the preacher, do not ask for anti-venom, for that is not the correct term. It is anti-venin.
It's devil juice. Don't drink that.
Don't drink that, for I shall protect you, son. Mm-hmm. Not, I was going to say daughter, but you know.
Yeah, right? Jesus MD, huh?
Why was I doing the bass line from Crazy Train?
I don't know. You would think Jesus was a podiatrist with that foot wash when he did.
Oh, man.
Who's your podiatrist? Oh, yeah.
How weak does your faith have to be? Like, I'm not a person of religion. I'm not a person who, you know, ascribes to this particular belief, you know? So, like, you know, I might not be in the same frame of mind, but I have to ask, how weak does your faith have to be to see somebody, like, hold a snake in order to believe in God?
Okay, now listen to this.
Okay.
There's some show, I don't know what show it is, I don't know where it was, but this is exactly, these people are exactly the equivalent of the line that said, I think that it was on 30 Rock, and Tina Fey says something to the effect of, I have to get to my family Christmas before my aunt tries to hold a baby to prove that she's not drunk. And that is this.
I guess what I'm saying is...
drunk, I'll drive you home.
I guess what I'm saying is you can't keep raising the stakes and hope the gods will help you. Oh, fuck me. It's like one step away from, like, I'm holding snake, don't throw an acid in some woman's face. That's it. You're done.
Hey, Pastor Mac, what are you doing this week? Oh, I'm gonna stick my hand into a bucket full of needles. Like, why?
I'm gonna go to the children's hospital. Oh, that's pretty cool. Are you gonna read some scripture, or are you gonna play Operation with them? Nope, I'm gonna reach into a Sharps container.
Oh my god. So, what are you bringing to the potluck?
Oh god, Hep C.
Which you should get tested for if you were born during, like, after the World War II, apparently.
Yeah, because that's, like, everywhere. It's not just Pam Ander.
I guess there's an epidemic of Hep C. Yep.
We should end
specifically to people born between, like, 1947 and 1969 or something. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with C-sections and the price of rice.
The price of rice. We should end this episode, actually.
There's a man who was left crying in the street after he was forced to repeatedly pleasure a German nymphomaniac. He's quoted as saying, I met her on a bus. She invited me back here to her house. Oh, God, it was hell. I can't walk. Please help me. This is what he told Munich police when they found him in tears outside of her apartment after the 36-hour episode.
36
hours? Man was only able to escape the apartment after the woman fell asleep. This same 41-year-old woman was arrested in April after she picked up a 43-year-old craftsman named Dieter Schultz, where Munich police had issued a statement confirming that that the two had met at a pub at 1:30 in the afternoon. And according to a translator, the man said that the woman took the new acquaintance to her apartment, where they came to a repeated act of love. She would not let him leave, and when he called police for help, he said, she's trying to kill me with sex. The woman reportedly tried to seduce the two arresting officers with a quickie.
Like, there's nothing funny about rape, like, ever, but...
Help me. She's trying to kill me with sex.
But you were like, yeah, you just got right at it. Like, there's like that. That's an inherently funny statement for some reason. When uttered by a man, she is trying to kill me with sex. Like, there's nothing, like, again, there's nothing funny about rape ever. But this, like, I don't know why it is.
I don't think this is rape.
That's like, did he consent?
I think these guys came back for a snack and got, like, I don't know, fattened up for slaughter.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, what can our listeners do?
Eat a dick. No, a bag of them. No. No.
Don't do that.
And they can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids to look at us specifically. They can visit other network shows at just duckfeed.tv. I'll pop onto the Facebook page, search Those Damn Ross Kids if you're not already a liker or a friender or whatever they are these days. And post a story, interact, ask questions. Wish you would. We had some pretty good feedback, some suggestions as far as listeners go. Got some likings from Magnus, and I believe Carlo was back for a little bit. So that's good to see you guys back. Make sure that you tell a friend. And make sure that you maybe leave a rating on iTunes or, iTunes.
Yeah.
Where you can rate or comment there as well. You can leave us a voicemail at 419-528-TDRK. If it's just something for us, say, hey, don't play me on the show. But if it's not, then we'd always love to hear from you. I think that's about it, right?
That's about it. You did a great job.
Okay.
Cool. Good night.
Good night.